Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Good morning and welcome to Yarra Valley FM Schools In program.
We are from Yearing Primary School. We enjoy coming here to present our program.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Stephanie. At school, I like to run around and play games. I like the teachers and I like playing 40-40 with everyone at school. I like to sit down after school and play Roblox, even though I need to do some things around the house.
Hi everyone, my name is Bailey. I have three brothers, one dog and one cat. I love doing flips on the trampoline, but guess what? I broke my arm, but not on the trampoline. I broke it when I was on a skateboard. And that was when I was on a flat path. I finished up in hospital, and the doctors had to operate on my arm. They needed to put a pin in my arm, and I was in pass for 6 weeks. At the end of the 6 weeks, I had to go back to hospital to get the pin out. My arm is pretty good now.
Hi, my name is Tyson. I like playing basketball at school. My sister likes to annoy me when I am playing in the lounge room or playing Fortnite. I tell her to stop and go away. She is still a great sister as long as she leaves me alone.
On the school holidays, I spent a lot of time with Steph K. We went to the movies and saw The Secret Life of Pets 2. We went to the Hillsville Sanctuary and we also went shopping at Eastland. When we had some free time, Steph wanted to make some bath bombs, which we did. We also decided that we wanted to do some baking. We made brownies, peppermint slice, and some chocolate chip cookies. My school holidays were fun.
Over the holidays, I went to Time Zone at Eastland. Mum took me. It was a special treat for me, and I didn't have to put up with my brothers. The whole family went to a park that we found in Dandenong. The park had lots of fun things we could play on. There was a little creek there, and I jumped over it. When I wanted to get back over the creek, I almost fell in. Funny thing was, I didn't know that there was a bridge you could cross.
On my holidays, I went to bounce with Mum and Kira. That's my sister. I slipped and scummed my leg. Mum was watching while I was doing front flips. We went to an all-you-can-eat restaurant. There was a lot of food. I even went back for second, as well as having dessert.
We have only been back at school for a month, and it has been very busy. We have taken part in winter sport. That's because the weather wasn't so good last term. We, that is the grade 6 students, all attended the annual Hillsville Lions Club dinner. Each year, this wonderful, hard-working group gives money to local schools and many other organizations. Thank you so much for the check. The money will be well spent. We will be putting the money towards buying new computers.
Fiona, who is a local councillor, visited the school. The reason for the visit is because this term we are studying civics and citizenship. Grade 5s and 6s went skiing at Lake Mountain. We also had a visit from the school dental vet.
We also had our monthly cooking free dress day. We had made pasta bake and jam slice. We had a curriculum day when we could stay home. The teachers had to work though. Grade 5 and 6 and grade 3 and 4 had hoop time on different days.
As we said, we have been very busy. We might be a small school, but we do not miss out.
Every time we come here, we like to read out the names of those students who have received Student of the Week awards and art awards.
Students of the Week were Zoe for showing enthusiasm in all areas of the curriculum,
Billy for a positive attitude to learning,
Josiah in independent work,
Grady for a great start to Term 3,
Ariane for an excellent piece of speech writing,
Bailey for hard work in handwriting.
Art awards go to
Kiara for amazing effort all term with wonderful results.
The grade 1 and 2s have been writing cinquains. A cinquain poem is a poem that has 5 lines. The first line is the subject, the second line has a pair of adjectives, the third line has 3 verbs ending in ing, the fourth line has a short phrase that expresses feelings, and the fifth line is a synonym for the subject.
Sun, bright, huge, boiling, relaxing, burning, bright, beautiful ball. Gas, by Kira.
Cats, cuddly, fluffy, jumping, laying, purring, he'll get out of my arms. Pets, by Nate.
Caterpillar, small, hungry, crawling, munching, sleeping, turning into a butterfly, beautiful, by Xander.
Cats, fun, fantastic, jumps, sleeps, eats. Sleep on my bed, Costco, by Zoe.
Summer, sunny, hot, swimming, fishing, sweating, playing at the beach, holidays, by Grady.
Pajamas, cozy, warm, sleeping, cuddling, rolling, pajamas on after a bath, clothes, by Ariane.
Family, eat, play, singing, reading, patting. Say hi, laugh, say goodbye. Relatives, by Jordan.
Dogs, cuddly, stinking, eating, playing, running, bark at the moon, pet, by Kai.
They were terrific. Remember, these were written by the grade 1 and 2 kids.
Do you like knock knocks? Well, guess what? We have some for you.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Annie.
Annie who?
Anything you can do, I can do better.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Spell.
Spell who?
Okay. WHO.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Kanga.
Kanga who?
No, it's actually kangaroo.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Ice cream.
Ice cream who?
Ice cream if you don't let me in.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Says.
Says who?
Says me, that's who.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
The doctor.
The doctor who?
No, just the doctor.
Thanks, Bailey. It is now time for some music. I have chosen Hakuna Matata from The Lion King.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Why, when he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Very nice.
Thanks.
He found his aroma like a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind.
And oh, the shame.
What a change
in my name!
Oh, what's in a name?
And I got downhearted!
How did you feel?
Every time that I...
Hey, Pumba, not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry.
Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata, ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Yes, sing it, kid.
It's our problem free.
Hakuna
School's In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
I've been recalling stories from the past, teachers and students of Yarra Primary School.
It is now time for some more stories from the past.
The first one is from Ray Dell. He was a pupil at Yarra between 1950 and 1953. He recalled boys who came from St. Cubitt's, a property on St. Cubitt's Road, which at the time was the Church of England boys' home. Another student, Kathleen Ingleson, whose maiden name was Sheehan, attended the school between 1954 and 1960. She remembered that the visit to the Melbourne show was quite an event. All the children were each given a name tag and a handle attached to a length of rope to keep them together in a dense show crowd. They must have looked like a snake, and they had their photo taken for the Lilydale Express.
Pam Van Hoven, whose name was Pam Marshall, was at the school between 1955 and 61. She remembered Mr. Dealey, who was one of her teachers. He always had magic rules to remember the hard things to learn in spelling and English. That's why she remembered the rules of two. Two and two. The difference between two and two, put a circle around the other two, and you have a man who had too much to eat. Years later, she would stop to think when she would write, had too much there and there. Then she would remember that there has the word hair included, so it belongs to them. Mr. Dealey wrote the following in her autograph book: "It's not what happens that matters, it's how we take it."
Ivy Arney was a teacher at Yarra between 1956 and 1960. She wrote about how two sections of the school were divided by a green curtain. 2 days each week, the head teacher taught all grades from prep to grade six. The other 3 days the week, a green curtain was pulled across the room, separating the grade three to six from the rest of the school. Mrs. Arney was employed as a sewing teacher and had to was reinforcing what the head teacher had taught the children.
She found it hard to teach, even with the curtain pulled across, because she could hear what was going on the other side of the curtain. If there was a burst of laughter from the other side of the curtain, a curious face would appear around the end to see what was happening. The sound of someone being disciplined at the senior end of the room caused a junior to slide off his chair to look underneath, to watch the unfortunate child receiving his punishment.
Action songs or play activities at the other end seemed to trigger off a need for the older children to leave the room so they could walk through our area.
One way or another, the curtain was in constant movement. It was either being pushed back or forth. Joint activities, lifted or pulled as a child peered under or around it, or simply billowing as someone fell against it accidentally or otherwise appearing with fine surprised on the other side.
The idea of the curtain was if they could conceal one group from the other, they would both lose interest and be able to concentrate on their work. It didn't work. The children seemed to always have an ear cocked to something which might have been worth investigating. It was decided to pull the curtain back to see what would happen. Everyone settled down very quickly after this. There were fewer trips to the toilets, fewer littlies slipping off their chairs, and they didn't notice what was happening on the other end of the room.
The curtain was removed forever.
From 1959 to 1962, Keith Dealey was the head teacher and his wife loved their time at Yarra. There were 40 children at the school and Ivy Arney left to have a baby. Keith was left with the whole school to teach by himself.
took 18 months before the education department appointed another teacher to the school. By this time, there were about 50 students, all in one classroom. It was time for a new classroom to be built.
Keith could tell of cats in the septic tank, possums that sounded like elephants on the front porch, and rabbits being caught for biology lessons. The old residence that was attached to the school had to be demolished to make way for the new classroom. It was an exciting time for the children, with lots of things happening every day. They were disappointed that no hidden treasures were found during the demolition. Keith also mentioned that the children came to school by car, walked, or rode a horse. He remembered the Taylor boys and their galloping horse galloping down the hill. They appeared to be playing cowboys and Indians as they raced away home.
We have some jokes to share with you. Can you start them off, please, Bailey?
I sure can, Tyson. What did one plate say to the other?
Beats me. What did one plate say to another?
Dinner is on me.
What do you call a dinosaur that is sleeping?
Well, what do you call a dinosaur that is sleeping?
A dino snore.
Why can't you play hockey with pigs?
Why can't you play hockey with pigs?
They always hog the puck.
What do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman?
I'm not sure. What do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman?
Frostbite.
Okay, Bailey. Not bad. Anyway, Tyson, why did the teddy bear say no to dessert?
Why did the teddy bear say no to the dessert, Steph?
Because she was stuffed.
That's funny. My turn again. What do you call a sleeping bull?
Not sure. What do you call a sleeping bull?
A bulldozer. Get it?
Yes, Tyson, I get it. I have another joke for you. Why did the kid cross the playground?
I don't know. Why did the kid cross the playground?
To get to the other slide.
Only two more to go. What did the left eye say to the right eye?
Well, what did the left eye say to the right eye?
Between us, something smells.
The next joke is for the last for today. What did one toilet say to another?
I'm not sure what one toilet would say to another.
You looked flushed.
No more jokes today, please. Anyway, it's time for some music. My song choice today is Faded. It's my favourite song.
Sight, wanna see us alive. School's In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
All right, speed skaters.
We Victorian have a story Skating Centre at Lilydale on
Yarra
Billy.
Valley FM.
She is
invite
in
you to
grade
relive
three.
The glory days the of the 70s and 80s on Friday the
20th. Crab story. It was a sunny day. The crab was walking along the beach and found a badge. His eyes opened wide. The badge zoomed onto him. He thought he was a winner.
The badge made the crab invisible. But then he was sad. He wanted his friends to see him. The badge heard him cry, so the badge made him visible again. Then he saw his friends, and they played and played and played. The crab felt very happy because his friends were there. He learned that having friends is awesome.
Cameron, who was in grade 4, wrote a poem, which he named I Wish. I wish I had 100 dogs, because they're excellent to play with, they make you exercise and run, and they're nice to hug. They're good fun.
They will also protect you. They climb high places. They bark loudly, especially Tibetan Spaniels. They're inside dogs, but they like races.
I wish I had $100 billion, because then I could afford all my dogs. I'll get a big backyard, put up fences to keep them secure and safe. I'd feel joyful, even though looking after them would be hard.
I wish I was a dog. It would be fun being a dog. You can understand other animals and know what they're feeling. I could help them. If there was a dog attacked, I could be healing.
This year, Yarring Primary School celebrates 150 years in education. We will be having a few events to celebrate this big milestone. One of our celebrations will be held on Saturday, the 12th of October at the Yarra Glen Memorial Hall. We are having a rockabilly dance. We will be having a spit roast for dinner, lots of music and dancing, a photo booth so we can act the fool with our friends and receive a photo to remember the occasion. We will also be having a cake to cut to finish off the celebration. We encourage all our listeners to check our Facebook page and our website for updated information. If you know anyone who came to Yarring Primary School, we would like you to pass on this information too. Tickets will go on sale this term in the near future, so if you want to come along for this great night of celebration, as I said, follow us on Facebook or check on the website.
We are also going to have an open day for visitors to come to our school. We will have lots of photos of past students on display, as well as books with the history of the school for sale. More on that later too.
My song choice today is I Don't Care by Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie. I'm wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah. I always feel like I'm nobody. I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. Are you making me feel that maybe I am somebody? I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. Are you making me feel like I'm loved by somebody? I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. We at a party we don't wanna be at. Trying to talk but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss them right back. But all these people all around are crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where we're supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in. Oh yeah.
Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. But it's like you're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. Yeah. Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody.
At the end of last term, we had an excursion to Melbourne. We toured St. Paul's Cathedral. Our tour guides told us about when the cathedral was built and what materials they used. Did you know that it was designed by William Butterfield? Inside the church, there is a beautiful organ and stained glass windows. William Butterfield lived in England and he never came to Australia. In 1888, William had a disagreement with those that were responsible for building the church, and even though they pushed for him to continue, he refused. Joseph Reed completed the church and it was finished in 1891. There were no spires on the church at the time, and they were added at about 25 years later.
We also visited the Immigration Museum. We learned about the past and how Melbourne was changed from the early days.
On Friday, Brody, Seth K, Felicity and I went on a ski trip to Lake Mountain. Our teacher Nick was with us, and there were about 200 other kids. We caught a bus at Hillsville and drove for 1.5 hours. We got there, we got our stuff out of the bus and went inside to have a snack. Then it was time to get into our groups and get our ski boots. We went cross-country skiing and had lots of fun. We also went downhill skiing. That was really fast. Flick fell over and crashed and had to have a break. We also had to go tobogganing, and we threw snowballs at Nick. He made a really good target. We also had a go on the tube slide. It was then time for us to get our stuff and head back home. We were all tired but had lots of fun.
We celebrated Principal's Day by presenting Mrs. Cole with a bunch of handmade flowers, on which we had written a special message. We are very lucky to have Mrs. Cole as our principal. She is the greatest and we love her. Thank you for being the best.
She sure is the best. It is time for us to head back to school. We enjoy coming here. Have a good time.
Goodbye and have a great day.
Ta-ta and farewell. Can't wait to come back. Bye for now. Bye.